Amanda McCreed with you, and I'm joined on the line by Viveka Ranki, CEO of Cosmetique, to discuss the dangers of unlicensed people doing Botox and filler injections. Good morning, Vivek.
Good morning, Amanda. Great to be with you.
Lovely to chat to you. Now, before we begin, for those that don't know, can you briefly explain what Botox and filler injections are?
Absolutely. So in the simplest terms, Botox and fillers are cosmetic injectables. So Botox makes an area stop moving. So it gets rid of those expressive lines that people don't like usually on their forehead. Whereas filler is a volume adding agent. So where people feel added volume would aesthetically be pleasing, such as in the lips or in the cheeks, that's where filler comes in.
Right. So what's the criteria to perform injectable fillers and Botox in Australia?
So in Australia, the criteria is very simple. So fillers and Botox need a consultation with a doctor, nurse practitioner or a dentist prior to the treatment. And the treatment itself can be performed by nurses, doctors, dentists or nurse practitioners. And in Australia, over time, the regulation has changed. So it has to be done in a clinical environment simply because these are scheduled controlled substances.
So what would you say to anyone who's thinking about a cheap way to maintain their appearance, like having a Botox party or getting some work done using an at-home service?
So what I tell people usually is that what all of us tell people is that you wouldn't go to somebody's house to get a flu vaccination. So you wouldn't go to somebody's house in order to get antibiotics, and you wouldn't absolutely trust antibiotics that haven't come into the country through the right channels. And Botox and fillers are essentially the same. They're controlled substances. And the further you go away from a trodden path, the higher the likelihood that something wrong is going to happen. And it has recently as well. I think in New South Wales last month, there were three people that ended up in ICU because they got Botox through an unlicensed nurse at an unlicensed premises. And that's resulted in complications. So if it's done in a clinical environment, it's done by people who are trained and people who have all the correct tools at their disposal.
So many people are using products they buy online from overseas. And what are the dangers of that?
When you buy products in from overseas, especially when you're buying Botox and fillers, you don't know what you're getting. So if it is actually Botox and fillers, you don't know what the strength is. You don't know how they've been treated. And remember that Botox is actually one of the most powerful and potent neurotoxins available in the country. And what happens is that when that happens, there's a risk that you could get something called botulism, which is the Botox entering your bloodstream and making the other muscles in your body fatigue easier. So this leads to problems such as trouble breathing. It's very dangerous and people end up in ICU with that. The what? Other issue is these are drugs that need to be injected by somebody trained. So this isn't the same as taking, for example, antibiotics or taking a pain medication. It has to be strategically injected in an area to have the desired aesthetic output. And if the person isn't trained to do that, then they shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
Yep, great. Well, for anyone thinking of using a licensed clinic, what sort of questions should they ask to make sure it's safe?
Absolutely. So I'm the CEO of Cosmetique and we are Australia's first accredited cosmetic clinic. And there are a lot of questions that patients should ask. Patients should ask essentially what product is being used. Patients should ask what the risk profile of the product is. They should ask who the injector is, how long they've been doing it, what training they have received. If you're accredited or a licensed clinic, you are supposed to maintain audits. So for example, all the patients at our clinics that have undergone treatment are audited. So this way we can see where something goes wrong and put measures in place so that the patients have the best outcome possible. These are very simple questions that people could ask. But what I tell people is that they should always practice common sense. If, for example, somebody calls somebody and says, hey, listen, I've got this great place. You can get Botox really cheap. It's in somebody's backyard. I don't know who the person is. I don't know where the Botox comes from. I don't know where the fillers come from. But it sounds like a great idea. The answer should be an unequivocal, absolutely not. You wouldn't do that in any other environment, let alone you should not do that when there's scheduled control medications at play.
Well, Vivek, thank you so much for your time. And that's great advice. We really appreciate you talking with us.
Thank you very much, Amanda.